Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Just Jacob. This is your host, Jacob Ortega. Man, it's from my birthday to today. Today is Tuesday, July 16th, 2019. Shout out to you people who remember to go to IHOP today for 50 cent short stacks, because I sure as hell know I missed it. And it really sucked, because by the time that I realized it, it was too late in the evening, and we all know that means that shit's not happening. So anyways, thank you for, man, first and foremost, yeah, thank you for all the positive responses that I had within the first 48 hours. I was not expecting what I got. The people that heard my podcast, I was not expecting. So, man, thank you to everybody in the first week who just listened to my intro and for the feedback. One of my best friends told me that I should get some mics. So, boom, I purchased some mics. Hopefully that enhances the way I sound a little bit, at least, because yeah, I feel like it's completely different audio, but you know, you guys let me know what you think. Man, I had a great birthday week. I mean, work sucked. What else is new, right? I mean, there'd be no point in complaining about it, because who's going to listen? Well, you guys might listen, actually, but whatever. We'll complain about some real shit. But yeah, I mean, I had a good birthday weekend. Nothing spectacular. You know, after you have kids, your birthday is just like, man, like, this is awesome. It's great to be alive. It's great to have another year, you know, but it's not really about like buying you, or at least from our perspective, us normal folk down here, it's not really like that. But yeah, you know, that just, it brings me to what the point of this episode. So, you know, I don't know why I thought about this, but, you know, I looked up the word gratitude, and it comes from Latin word gratis, which means thankful and pleasing. And then the English dictionary of that, Webster's dictionary of it, is quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. So with that being said at the top of the episode, you know, to keep that in mind, I'm going to bring everything back around to make a full circle. But yeah, you know, so like, just keep gratitude in your mind as we walk through this podcast, because I'm going to go, you know, I'm just going to talk about some things that, you know, are and aren't great, you know, things like that. So you know, first and foremost, I need to stop saying that. Fuck, I get nervous and I just kind of start saying the same thing. So sorry about that. I'll get better at it, I promise. But man, shout out to the women's national team. It was fresh on last week when they won, and you know, I didn't really know how to talk about it last week, but you know, I love women's soccer. I love all sports. Our women's team is totally underrated, but you know, shout out to them. That was awesome watching. And yes, I saw the comments and all that stuff and the things that happened during the week, you know, that's just funny. We'll talk about that another time, hopefully. That's not really what I want to talk about, but I'm grateful, you know, grateful that I saw that, grateful that I got to see this happen as we did, because it was very cool. Back-to-back world champs, you know, shout out to them, grateful for that. And, you know, saw a lot of fireworks the weekend before, you know, for my birthday and into the 4th of July and into my birthday, sorry, backwards. And, you know, that was pretty cool. So, you know, I'm grateful for all that stuff around my birthday. And, you know, I had a buddy that was here from the Marine Corps for a little bit. Shout out to Eli Schrag. And, man, yeah, he was leaving July 6th. So a couple of days before I taped my first podcast. And, we hadn't seen him in a while, and we got together the weekend before, so whatever that last weekend was in June, whatever that was, we got together and watched the, man, I don't remember what fight that was. We watched something that weekend, I don't remember. But, you know, and then we're like, man, you know, we're not going to see you, you know, this and that, you know, we might not see you that much before you leave again, because he's doing his first deployment here in a couple of weeks, so he had to go back. He took like 2 or 3 weeks libo, and he went back, and man, and all of a sudden, you know, it was like, hey, you, Jake, you do anything at your house? And I was like, no, dude, like, what's up? Well, like, let's have a cookout at your house tomorrow for the 4th of July. Like, pfft, dude, let's fucking do it. So we got a bunch of the guys to pitch in, you know, the Michaelettes. Shout out to you niggas. And, you know, we got together, threw some things at the last second, and made it happen. Boom, 4th of July. Had a pretty nice cookout. Wasn't expecting it. And we all know the greatest things in life are the things you don't expect, you know. And invited another buddy out with his daughter that we hadn't seen in a while. It was nice seeing you, Curly, you know. For those who know, you know. Saw Curly, got to meet his daughter. She's so cute. Oh, my God. Little Lucy. God, I can't remember her name. Lucia, she's so cute little girl, man. And that's the thing about being a father too, right? You see all these kids around, you're like, man, I'm so grateful to be around these kids. Like, look how cute they are. Like, this is the next generation. We get to, it's so cool. It's so cool from a parent's perspective. But anyways, you know, sidetrack. But you know, so he got to hang, his daughter got to hang out with our daughters, and she's like 3 years old, and my daughters are 6 and 8 now. And so that was really cool. They got to hang out, and she was so open and so like receptive to our girls. And our girls, I don't mean to sound like super conceited or anything, but man, if you know my kids, like I've raised good kids, and it comes with spanking. People need to fucking spank your kids. But anyways, but because of that too, like my kids are so like inclined to help people and want to help like the little ones and take, so they really made it comfortable for her to be there. And like, man, and knowing that Curly like was grateful for that, like, man, it's very humbling to see my kids take her under their wing and just show her a good time. And so, man, we had a good 4th of July, you know, hanging out with people, just drinking a little bit. I had work the next day, fucking sucked, but who cares, right? When you have good memories, it's worth it. It's totally worth whatever comes next. And then Friday, all of a sudden, you know, everybody went back to Eli's house. And then all of a sudden, I was like, what are you guys doing today, Friday? You know, maybe I can see you one more time. We, with the family, we can go see you, me, the wife, you know, we go see you again. So actually, everybody that left your house the night before came to my house, and they're still here. But I mean, when I say that, know that half the people that were here were Eli's brothers, because there's like a fuck ton of them. And so, yes, and if you hear that in the background, you know what this is. You hear that little Wayne in the back? Yeah, you know what this is. But yeah, you know, he ended up telling me, you know, everybody spent the night at his house, and his mom and dad went like ball out, like grocery shopping. Shout out to Mama and Papa Shrog. And man, we had a great, great Friday night dinner. And I couldn't have been the food was, oh my God, like, it was pretty good. And if y'all know Mrs. Best Shrog, anybody know Mrs. Best Shrog? And y'all have had the luxury of like eating dinner with them, oh my God. They raised their boys right. And Simon made a really great dinner. It was so good. Everything was awesome. But like, it was all very unexpected. And that's, I guess, like, those are the moments that you try to capture a little bit more. Cause I mean, yeah, planned things are cool, but nothing makes for good memories like something unexpected. And then, you know, Saturday morning, man, Eli took off, and you know, that was really cool. We got to spend some last minute time with him, and that's always fun. That's always great. But I was really grateful for all those, last second things that you don't expect to happen. But anyways, so yeah. And then the wife asked, you know, like, what do you want to do for your birthday? Do you want to do anything? And I was like, honestly, babe, like, were you just there with me? Like, that was a great fucking weekend. Like, I couldn't have asked for any more. Like, I know it wasn't intended to be like my birthday or anything like that, but dude, I'll take that. Like, oh, it was so cool. It was really cool, of just the weekend that we had, and I was cool with that, you know. And Monday was my birthday. Didn't really do anything. I talked to you guys, and really just, I had, that was my goal. Like, I wasn't focused on anything, but was talking to you guys. And again, I'm glad I made that happen in such good time, because again, the feedback was phenomenal. You know, and because of the feedback, you know, I started talking to some friends, and you know, hopefully I'm getting some guests lined up soon. And just to give you guys other perspective and other lives of things that are going on, let me give you a military wife life, you know, give you a father life. And I'm trying to get my friend on who had cancer, and at a very young age, when we were just very preteen. And yep. And maybe we talk about that like a little bit, because we were talking the other day, and it was just one of those things like, man, like, dude, you had fucking cancer. And it was like, yeah, dude, I know. Like, do you even remember? Like, and you know, and we got to talking, and it's really weird being kids and being ignorant, you know, to what life is and like what's going on around in life. And just you try to like, no, those things don't happen to me. Those things don't happen. Man, they fucking happen to everybody. And because I recently had a friend pass away, a family friend of ours, you know, it's really rocked me a certain way, to be honest with you guys. And just to get a better understanding of his situation, you know, I have another friend who had cancer as a kid, and thankfully he's cleared out of remission. Nothing ever came back. So, you know, I'm trying to get him lined up because, man, like what happened to my friend recently, and man, you just don't expect those things to happen to those people, like especially as a young kid. So like to get that aspect of life, it'd be pretty great. But yeah, so I'm working on a couple things right now. Sorry, spoke it at the same time, you know. Shit's key. It's been a great couple of days so far this week, but gotta stay humble and gotta stay in the right mindset. And you know, she takes care of me. Y'all know what I'm saying. But you know, the rest of the week last week was it was cool. You know, it was all right. Got to grinding. Got to looking up software and just looking up different things. More along of podcasts. Still looking for some songs for an intro and just try to find out different angles in which I want to approach this from. So yeah, guys, again, bear with me, but I promise this will get better. I'm working really hard on it. Ask my wife. I've been spending a lot of time on my phone. So sorry, babe. But yeah, shit happens. I'm working out here, guys. And so, you know, this brings me to some things that happened to this weekend. Okay, so, you know, I had a great week. Again, there's some, for those of you guys listening and know me personally and know what's been going on in my life recently, some of you new people that are old friends or people that haven't talked to me in a while are going to be a little confused and a little weirded out when I say certain things. But let me give you guys an upfront spoiler alert. Me and my mother are not friends. We're not cool. Man, we don't talk. We don't. And that's how I want to keep it. You know, and I know there's a lot of people listening to this podcast wanting to know, what's Jacob saying? What's this? Man, honestly, for those of y'all listening, if y'all are trying to get the beef, y'all are trying to get the dirt on what's the situation between me, my mother, and my sister, man, to be honest, like, y'all haven't bothered to ask me yet, so I'm going to keep y'all waiting, and I'm not doing it on purpose, but I'm just going to work the story into these podcasts as I see relevant, because honestly, a lot of you people don't even want to hear about my fucking problems like that, because you guys have your problems. I'm so sure of it. But like this problem in particular, like it's deep, it's dark, and I don't want to open my podcast that heavy. So I'm going to restrain myself. But just knowing that up front, just know that, you know, me and my mother, we're not on speaking terms. Like she texts me for this, texts me for that, whatever. Send me a happy birthday. So yeah, back to the rest of the week. Send me a happy birthday text for my birthday. Ooh, okay, thanks, whatever. Get on with my life. But you know, the things that are really bothering me now at this point is a lot of people are siding with my mother on whatever our situation is. But those people I've asked, like, hey, man, like, you know, I'm not trying to be an asshole or anything, but like, you know, if you heard something about me, like, you know, ask me. Oh, no, I haven't heard anything from you. No, I haven't heard anything about you. No, that's none of my business. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, fair. It's none of your business. You know what I'm talking about? Then yet, why is there a lot of people, quote unquote, family members in particular, that are like, and man, I'm fucking tired of hearing this for sure. Like for sure. Oh, I'm just so busy. I forgot to call you. Oh, I forgot. Oh, I didn't have time to get back to it. I'm sorry. Like that's what the fuck modern technology was made for. You used to, hey, I'm gonna call you at 6 o'clock. When the sun's setting in the west and mama's bringing in the fucking hay. Like, you used to, okay, sure, I'll be in front of the phone at 6 o'clock. Mama's bringing in the hay. Like, whatever the fuck the expression would be for, like, late night things. I don't care. I don't know. I'm on a little tangent right now. But, you know, like, I'm tired of that shit. Like, modern technology was made to be able to get back to things when they're at your convenience and to make our lives convenient, more convenient even. And so when people were like, oh, no, I forgot, man, that shit irks the fuck out of me, to be honest, because, like, dude, it's a phone call. But, okay, cool, you know, right? Like, a door swings both ways. A phone has a mic and a speaker. People forget those things. So I got out of my way recently not to... Man, okay, I've gone out of my way recently, to be honest, because I live myself by a certain, like, character I feel that I need to live by. And when I say that, like... recently even, and this goes for you guys too, man, like life's too short. And I know this is real deep, but like life's too short, right? So don't, man, if you think of somebody you haven't seen in a long time, man, just hit them a text, man. Hey, thought about you today. Something made me laugh, chuckle, you know, it reminded me of you, thought of you, hope you're okay, hope you're doing well. Man, and get on with your day, because, man, all of a sudden you're like, man, that person this, that person that. Man, I wish I would have. Man, just send a text, and if they don't get back to you, cool, but you thought of them, and that made you feel good, and you don't know what their day is like or what they're going through, and hearing an old friend say something like, hey, man, remember that time? Ha ha. Well, I just saw something. It made me remember that, and I thought of you. Hope you're doing well. You'd be surprised how far that would go in somebody's day, especially in their morning, their evening, when they've had a bad day, right? So I've gone out of my way to call people recently to say, hey, you know, happy birthday. You know, I know I've forgotten the last, but I remembered, and I just wanted to think of you, or I thought of you, and so happy birthday. I truly mean that, you know. I've done that to certain people recently just because, man, like, you're right. That is what I'm supposed to do. Like, you're fucking mad at me, but you know what? You're right. You're my elder. You're my who and such and whatever. But at the end of the day, like, you know what? You're right. I am supposed to call you because you don't ever fucking call me, and I get in trouble for that. But you're right. Let me call you. So I call them, you know. It's always the same old, like, trying to cut me off. But yet, you guys don't know what's going on. So, like, why am I getting the cold shoulder and the short and the cutoff short phone calls and all this and all that? And so going throughout the week, you know, in particular, I have other grandparents, don't get me wrong, but, like, you guys know, like, my grandma. Y'all know who she is. If y'all know me, y'all know grandma. She didn't call me this year. Yeah, and I know she's going to say, you know, oh, it's because of my broken foot. You know, I've been in a cast, you know, blah, blah, blah. I understand. I've torn an ACL. I know what it's like. I got it. I know what kind of meds you're on and your schedule and all that, you know. But, hey, I call you for your birthday. I call you for Mother's Day. I call you for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. Fuck it. I call her on Easter, even though I'm not as religious, which we'll get to. I'm not as religious. I feel like I'm a very spiritual person, but, like, I'm not religious. But, you know, my grandmother is, quote unquote, by the book, a Christian, which can be taken very left or right, right? And so for her not to call me on my birthday, you know, I turned 26 this year. I'm not a kid, but I expect you to call me for my birthday. So, you know, that kind of had me down throughout the week. I had a lot to think about. You know, and it just kind of made me, man, I don't know, like, do I even make an effort anymore? Like, you're really believing this side of the story and not even asking me what happened. Like, do you guys get that? Like, for there to be one side of a story because simply people just don't want to ask you. And I know what my reputation is around my family. Oh, Jacob's hot-headed. Jacob to be the first one to jump off. Jacob to be this. Jacob to be that. Jacob this, that. But what people don't understand is it's not that I do that for no reason. Man, like, ever since I was a kid, I was always in the principal's office. And I remember my mother asking me, like, Jacob, why are you always fighting people? Like, what? Like, stop fighting people. Why do you do that? And my response every time was, and it stuck with me, so I've said it so much, was, well, I mean, he was getting bullied. And then my mother's response would be, well, so tell the teacher. And my response would be, well, if I told the teacher, then he would continue to get bullied. So I stepped in and said something to that person. Mom would be like, well, you can't do that, Jacob. You're not a superhero. You can't save everybody. And my answer would always be like, man, well, somebody has to, and that person's not here, so it's going to be me. So point being to that story is, I don't like bullies. I don't care who they are. I don't care where they come from. I just don't care. Like, you don't treat people like that, because then those same people want to be like, man, that's not how you talk to people. That's not how this. That's not how that. We need to love each other. We need to blah, blah, blah. The Bible says, oh my God, those people right there, right? Because those people right there don't treat people the way they want to be fucking treated, because they always want to pull seniority or whatever it is they want to pull on you, because they want to have the upper hand, but at the same time don't want to be treated fairly, because if I reciprocate how you're treating me, I am treating you how you want to be treated, which is like a fucking asshole. So the point being is, I don't like bullies, right? And so I don't like that people haven't even asked me what's gone on in the situation, right? But whatever. So that happened this week, you know. And recently I've had a lot of my, well, okay, let me rewind. Yeah, so that happened this week, you know, like my birthday, and you know, some people didn't text me, and like, oh, my mom texted me, like, you should be happy for that, man. Like, I don't care to talk to you. Like, I don't care. But the people that I do want to talk to don't want to talk to me. And that fucking sucks. We'll get into it later, but you know, I have two sisters that don't talk to me, and now a stepbrother that don't talk to me. Why? I don't know. My two sisters, I have my speculations, but I mean, they don't talk to me, so I really truly don't know. We stopped talking in high school pretty much. My brother, yeah, he's gone on like a Christian path, and you know, when everybody does that randomly at their own times, they fall off the face of the earth because God's more important, yet you can't pick up the phone, you can't respond to text. That's cool. You're right. You're right, little brother. You're right. I'm sorry. You've lived in Vegas your whole life, didn't live in California, started a whole new life, and who are we to interject with that? My bad, bro. But yeah, you volunteer for all these things, and my bad, bro. But don't answer a phone call. My bad, bro. My bad. And I did forget your birthday. I forgot to call you on your birthday, and I apologize. So happy belated birthday. I know that was in May. If you even listen to this, I highly doubt you will. But even if you listen to this, right? But you know, there's a lot of people that don't talk to me for certain reasons that are unknown. But like the ones that I want to talk to me, I want to talk to me. Don't fucking call me or don't text me or what have you. So that got me down. But then, you know, this weekend came around, and just, man, just to be nice and chilling at the house, like that was really, really nice. And I really enjoyed my time off this weekend. And then, man, Saturday. So before I get to Saturday, I had also recently messaged because I thought of him, and I found something in my garage that I found that my godfather gave me a long time ago, my first tackle box for fishing. It's a blue tackle box, about a foot long, about six inches deep, 4 inches deep, something like that. Just blue tackle box that says Jacob on it, and it's a Mickey Mouse tackle. It's fucking cool. I've had it since I was a kid. And you know, I've been messaging him like the last couple of weeks, or I messaged him, man, within the last few weeks, within like the beginning of June, end of June. Just I saw this, you know, how are you doing? Blah blah blah. And it was even like, man, yeah, we should go fishing. You know, we should do this sometime. We should get together. Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. That's awesome, man, right? And so then come to Saturday, I had. So my god sister had a, she got married on Saturday. And granted, I believe her and her husband were married already. And you know, again, congratulations to you two. I hope you have a very long marriage, if for eternity, hopefully. You know, that's the goal there. But I'm glad that you guys got married and came back home and had a great time. Awesome. But it raises question because my godfather is my mother's best friend. Like they go back to kindergarten, best friend, one of her best friends. And so, you know, in speaking with him, I know he knows about the situation because he neglected to sell my stepdad a car for my sister because my mother wasn't going to be on the loan. Didn't even call him back to tell him, hey, I don't want to interject. I don't want to intrude in the middle of this. But I don't want to be the one to sell you a car. Let me recommend you somebody who can. Cool. Unbiased. Unprejudiced, whatever. Not the case. Didn't even get a phone call. Got stood up. Didn't. And so because of those things, I wonder, man, like I could just be tripping. You know, me and my god sister don't go back that often. I had even messaged her this week because I noticed that she was home, that her grandmother was my babysitter growing up. And she was like dancing to hip hop, and like this little old lady was getting down, and just it was a funny clip. And I was like, man, I miss her. You know, tell her I said hi. She responds like, yeah, you know, haha. You know, responds whatever. And like even speaking with them, and like I didn't get invited to the wedding. Like it kind of had me down on Saturday evening, because like I just couldn't. I don't know. And it got me thinking. You know, I'm one to like not believe in coincidences as often as other people, because to me, coincidences don't exist. They're just like things that happened how they were supposed to happen, but everything happens for a reason at the same time, right? Or in some certain way. But like this almost feels like, you know, I wasn't invited. And I don't know if my mother was invited. It didn't look like she was there. But then again, what do I know? She's shown up at random places recently and just showing up. So who knows? I'm pretty sure she was invited to her best friend's oldest daughter's wedding. And that's the reason, maybe one of the reasons why I wasn't there. But again, hey, I know he knows the story and what's happened. And again, Jacob runs his mouth too much. And here I am, a quote unquote, alone. And my mom's trying to keep me out and section me out. So that happened Sunday evening. And I'm going through Snapchat, looking at my wife, like, man, this fucking sucks, man. Like we go back, bro. Like, we have, like, pictures as kids together. And, like, I've just been, like, weeded out. I mean, but, like, it's not like me and my godfather have been, like, super close. Like, every couple years I'll see him. And I know, like, I've gone to him for, like, some money. But he didn't give me money. He gave me some Hot Wheels to sell, which I was never successful in selling. And I do apologize for taking those. I still have them, by the way, if you want them. I've never known what to do with them. I couldn't find anybody. But he helped me when I was in a dire situation to the best that he could. And so, you know, I'm grateful for those little things. But, you know, to see that I wasn't even invited to, like, somebody who I grew up with, that was kind of hurtful. It's not even no. Also, on Saturday night, my aunt has a neighbor. And, you know, we ran into her at a bar and for my cousin, my oldest cousin on my dad's side's birthday. And exchange numbers. I believe my wife has her number too. Like, because her daughter lived, like, they live down the street from us. My aunt lives down the street. That's her neighbor. And like, she has a daughter that plays with our daughters. And so we invited her to some birthdays, but it's the summer, so she already had plans and, you know, whatever. But she messaged me Saturday and was like, hey, I'm with your dad. And my answer response was, so, like, who fucking cares? And for those of you that don't know, hate is for a person that you actually known and, like, cared for to, like, hate somebody. Man, I've never loved my father because I didn't even know him. I don't know him. I don't even know when his fucking birthday is or how old he is. I know I've run into him. I've known him for a couple of the years of my life, but, like, I don't know him. And, but we don't, man, like, I don't like him. And he fucking knows it. And, because of this situation, man, but yeah, he fucking knows it because, you know, recently he, because of this situation that is with my mother, it also involves my biological father. And, man, this is crazy rodeo of lies that's been going on. Man, you know, I finally asked him on some true shit, man. Like, we were at my aunt's house and his sister. And he's there with his new wife that he met her like in March or April. I think he met her the night of my wife's baby shower, which we threw there last minute because of the weather. And like, he met her that night at a club here in Dallas, which he doesn't go to clubs. It's fucking weird. I know him enough because people tell me I'm like him, so it's really weird. And people say if you look at him that I look like him, and it's fucking annoying. But, you know, that comes with the territory, especially when you don't like that person, you tend to look more like them because you don't, and it comes back to you full circle. So that's what happens to me. But he met her in March. They got married in like fucking August or something. He doesn't even know the chick. And he's in front of his new wife, and I ask him a question. And mind you, you know, we had a confrontation, like a serious confrontation, that when I was 17. And this is all part of the story. So when we get to the story of things that have been going on with my mother, it's going to be epic. But this is part of that story. I was 17. We're at the park on Mother's Day in 2011. And we're at a park by my house, and one thing turns to another. And he looks at me and was like, You want to fight me? Let's go. We'll pause that story there. Didn't happen. Didn't do it. Fast forward. So he looks at me and lies to me in my face about a question I knew he would lie to me about. The only thing was I was hoping that he would lie to me differently or at least have been honest with me. But the problem was when I asked him the question, his new wife was right there. And if he answered this question, you guys know, if you answer the question a certain way, she's going to fucking know that you're lying and blah, blah, blah. So he looked me in my face and lied to me. At this point, I'm whatever age that I am. And I look at him and I was like, man, I know this is your sister's house, but you need to get the fuck out of here because I don't like what you have to say. And you're a coward. You're a liar. I don't give a fuck who you think you are, whose house this is. I'm telling you, I'm going to the restroom. And when I get back out, you need to be gone. Or I will remove you from the property. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This shit went down. Yeah, so my dad knows that I don't like him. He can ask these hands, bro. He can ask them hoes. Because he only touched me because I was pinned. Don't get me started. We'll get to that. Because that was, man, epic. Fucking epic when I tell y'all that story. But, yeah, he knows. And he don't like the words. So that nigga knows not to fuck with me. So when he enters the room, he looks the other way. Anyways, so my aunt's neighbor messaged me, hey, I'm at your dad's. And the last time that happened was actually his sister on Thanksgiving of last year. And man, the problem with that is like, man, you know how I feel about my dad, dude. Like, man, don't fucking tell me you're with it. Why the fuck do I care? And like that was what the text message said. Like, shit's crazy. I can't even believe I got it. You know, whatever. And man, this shit just wasn't cool. Like, and I was really like, whoa, I just got that text message. That's crazy. Like, you went out of your way to text me that you're at my dad's for what reason? And oh, I don't know. It was just, I don't know. Like, man, that's disrespectful as fuck, bro. Because, like, the instigation on that individual is, like, absurd, to be honest. Like, why are you even trying to get a rise out of me right now? You're having a good time with my father? Fine. Why are you hanging out with bum-ass niggas? You're proud to be hanging out with fucking bum-ass people? Whatever. Okay, cool. So, you know, those two things together on Saturday were like, oh my fucking gosh, dude, like, who fucking cares? Like, go on with your life. Like, fine, I'm sorry, but for whatever, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry you guys are assholes, like, to be honest. But, you know, again, just like the little people, like the people that you just thought were gonna be around and just aren't, right? Like, it's just weird. And so that's kind of how I was on Saturday with all that after birthday stuff. And then on Sunday came around, and this is the best part of the story. Sunday comes around, and man, wake up, it's a normal day. I was like, man, I'm gonna go for a run later. Stop the story there. Like, I started running the last 2 weeks, and man, I feel great. I forgot how good your body can feel after running and how beneficial it is for you. So those of you who are thinking about starting to get in shape, and man, who cares what day it is? Pick a random fucking day. Just go start running. Start working out. Mess up your week with your workout week. Make them two different kind of weeks to throw everything off and just have some fun with it, man. But like, if you've been putting it off, oh, I'm too, man, go fucking do it. Stop pussing out. Go drink. I have to tell myself that every time I need to go work out. But so anyways, on Sunday, I was like, man, yeah, I'm going to go for a run later. Like, yeah, I'm going to feel good. And I didn't catch anything, man. I was like, yeah, you know, oh, I need to go to Walmart later. And wife and sister are like, oh, yeah, okay. Man, I didn't know anything. And so like about 1 or 2 o'clock, my wife was like, hey, I need you to go to Target for this and this. After I had gone to the store to buy something for myself that I didn't even know was for me. And it was just so nonchalantly on Sunday, like, just whatever. And so I go to Target and I take my sister with me and we go for two things. I don't even know what they are. And no, it's not your typical Target story or I bought the store, because no, I knew better. I knew I didn't have the money to buy the store that day. But Man, so take sister with me. Oh, we went and got Starbucks too because Chase was doing like cashback rewards for Chase on if you buy Starbucks and whatever. Give me a reason. Give me and the wife a reason to go buy Starbucks. It's enough said. So we're walking around the store with me and sister are walking around the store with Starbucks. And man, I forgot the two things were, but we got the two things. And then little sister's like, "Hey, do you want to walk around?" I was like, "Sure. Let's walk around." Like, we're not doing nothing at the house anyways. Like, fuck yeah, let's walk around. I love Target. Who don't know Target, right? And so then she's like, "Oh yeah, let's go look at the board games because we've been on like a real board game kick lately." And oh my god, shout out to Sequence, that board game. If you never played Sequence, like I hadn't until recently, man, that game is awesome. Check out that game. Anyways, so we've been on a real board game kick. So we go look at Target's board games, and man, to be honest, like. Target's, or at least this Target's board game selection, it's pretty basic. Kind of sucks. A lot of card games, a lot of puzzles, a lot of just building things, and just but like not board games, like where the board game should be. Like, so we start walking down the aisle, and I see a Roman Reigns action figure, and baby, little baby Sammy, she's getting into wrestling with grandma, so she just recently got her first Roman Reigns shirt. And I was just looking at the, I saw the Roman Reigns action figure. I was like, ooh, that would be nice, $20, ooh. And was like, no, I'm not gonna buy it. But then I looked over and there were some Marvel things and I was like, ooh, $20 for me though? I don't know. And I almost bought it, but I was like, no, that's messed up. So then we start walking down. We didn't like the board game selection, so we were just walking through all the aisles. And then I came upon this, the workout section, the one aisle that this Target has for a workout section, and they had this like green hook kind of thing, like a double hook, almost like an S, and with like not with like notches in the middle and like really pointed like mountain little mountain things, like little triangles, stupid ass me, like little triangles on the middle of it with like handles in the middle of it. It's great, right? And it's like a massage bar for $30, and I started using it like just, nah, this shit. Oh wow. Oh my back. Ooh. Oh my shoulders. Like man, this thing. Oh, I can apply my own pressure with these handles. Whoa. I can massage my own middle of the back with dude, what? That was $30 and I was like, oof. This might be worth spending it on me. I've been having like trouble with my calves because I haven't ran in a while, like done any kind of extra walking. So like my calf feels like kind of hyperextended a little bit. The muscle is really sore and just like it just feels really weird. Man, I started rubbing that out a little bit. Oh, it felt so good. I was like, man, I don't know. And then I asked my sister, I'm like, man, are we ready to go yet? And she was kind of like, no, we could stay a little bit longer. I was like, okay. But in my head, I was like, yo, who made you boss? Like, what the fuck? What do you mean you? Yeah, we can stay a little longer. Okay. And so then a little bit more time goes by, and she's like, all right, we can go. And I was like, all right, cool, let's go. Let's go to the checkout and get these two things. Oh, they were teething cook Mum Mum cookies. Oh, they're so delicious. I mean, for the babies. They're like little teething cookies. They're really good for them and they love them. They can kind of dissolve in your mouth, some weird ass shit, but whatever, babies love them. People say I'm a loud gulper. I'm sorry. I'm a loud drinker. I had to drink some Sprite. Thirst quenching. All this talking made me a little thirsty. But you know, so we check out, get the two Mum Mum boxes, come home. And for whatever reason, I came down a certain street and I looked over and I was like, man, that's a nice minivan. Because me and the wife have been talking about, man, we need a minivan. It just makes everything, man, especially parking, it makes parking with the kids so much easier because you don't have to worry about them swinging the door open. They can open it. Look out both ways, and then it's just so much safer along in the long run as well. Especially with having the baby, it makes it easier to get in and out of places. Having to reach in and get her, or have it's like, oh, I'll sit down real quick and strap you in. So much easier. And so we've been looking at minivans, and so I looked at this Hyundai Odyssey as I drove by it. I was like, man, that's a pretty nice van. Didn't hit me. I knew that van. Didn't hit me. Go, you know, another 50 yards. Pull in the driveway and walk in. Sister walks in. I walk in. to the living room, go through the living room and into the dining room, and I see a 2-6. I'm like, what the fuck? To look and see that my wife had planned like a family dinner. And when I mean family dinner, it's with my best friend that I've known since kindergarten, one of my best friends. He's my eldest friend. Shout out to Demetrio Teniente, the fourth, who recommended the mics. Let me know what you think about this after, with how this sounds afterwards. But it was his family, and they've known me since I was a kid, and each one of their family members last week for my birthday messaged me, and man, I can't tell you guys how awesome it is to have seen all of them, especially my best friend was in the room as well. He lives in Houston, and I was not expecting to see him, which, oh my God, I can't believe my wife pulled that shit off, and it just so happened to line up that it wasn't supposed to be like that. He was kind of planned not to be here in her mind. And then his sister messaged the wife and was like, no, yeah, actually, he's coming into town this weekend. And she was like, perfect, let's set this up. She was already setting it up. And oh my God, like, my wife's been trying to surprise me for years on my birthday, and I always catch something. And so when that surprise happens, I was like, I knew about it the whole time. She's like, really? And man, I have to say, this year was one for the books. I definitely remembered it. I was definitely surprised. And man, the one thing I wish that I would have done was when I came around that corner, kind of known, because the mental picture that I have of that moment is great. And my wife was like, man, but like, those are the memories that are only for you, you know, keep those private. But I was like, man, like, you don't understand. That was like my second family, third family, you know, all the third and fourth, fifth families that I have, like, they were here, the whole family. And it was really, really nice, man, because tying in this whole, well, people not talking to me, man, not getting the other side of the story, people texting me, these people have always had my back. I remember going and knocking on their door when I found out I was having a baby at 17 and telling them in person, like I did my own family, my own parents, that, hey, I'm having a baby. Like these people mean that much to me, and I very, very much value their opinions and thoughts of me. And even to that, them knowing everything that I've been through and some of the things that I've done, have never looked down upon me, have never judged me, and I can't thank them enough for that. I was afraid that the day that I told them I was having a baby, that, you know, the same thing I thought about the Rios family and the Tiente family, I thought, man, they're gonna consider me a bad influence on their kid, like everybody's doing to me right now in high school, the teachers, the mentor group that I was a part of, everybody's saying I was a bad influence, and I as well thought that they would think I was a bad influence on their kid, and it was the complete opposite. And they're like, man, if you need any advice, anything we can help you with, you know, just all you have to do is ask and we'll see what we can do. To this day, like, blows my mind that these people have always had my back like that. Like, I've never asked for anything serious from them. I'm just always completely honest, and when they ask me a question, I have no reason to lie to these people. And I guess that's kind of where the problem is with my parents. Like, they wish I would lie to them a little more, and I'm just like bluntly honest, and that's kind of my downfall as well. I'll be completely bluntly honest with you, and I understand that can be a bad thing, but I'd rather tell you the truth if it fucking hurts, even if it fucking hurts, than lie to you about some bullshit that's not even that serious. But like, with the serious life things that go on, you know, I was straight up to them. I was like, man, I'm having a kid, and I understand, I know what that means, and blah blah blah. They're like, man, if you need anything, just let us know, and we'll see what we can do for you. And so to see all of them, and that my wife had gone through this, my sister was in on this, my mother-in-law was in on this, and everybody was there, and she even had my oldest daughter requested for the day. Thank you, Susie, to come for that dinner. And it was a very lovely dinner. And Demetrio Teniente the third dad, he made some bomb ass thighs, some barbecue thighs out on the grill. Oh, so good. And it really made me grateful for the people that are in my life, all the negativity and the people that don't want me or don't want to talk to me or want nothing to do with me or whatever, man. All that washed away Sunday when I really remembered, like, who is here for me and who's been there for me and who really like cares and values what happens to me. And these people do. The Rios clan does. You know, the Primos, shout out to y'all. Like, they really care about what happens. The Shrog families, like, and those are the same people that I, in my head, don't want to let down. Like, yeah, I have family in my life that are blood and everything, but I'm sure I'm not the only one to say and can relate to the fact that that only goes so far in the world nowadays, because family would be the first one to fuck you over. Oh, hey, can you watch my kids? I'll be there at 3 to pick them up. 5 o'clock, not answering the phone. Show up, 5:30. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's because this happened. Yeah, sure. But if I was a babysitter charging you $10 every 30 minutes that you were late, I bet your ass would show up when you said you were going to show up, right? Just like the little things like that as an example. Yeah, that's a real life example, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And that's on a small scale. It'd be family to be the first ones to fuck you over, especially because you're blood. Man, these people, I feel, because they're not blood, we value each other a little bit more. And man, so much that my oldest sister and my best friend's oldest sister are the same age. And I asked her this weekend how old she was, and I was like, damn, like, my older sister's that age. And then I had a second thought. I was like, no, my oldest sister is that age. Like my friend's sister, she's been there my whole life, man. And she's seen bad Jacob, she's seen good Jacob, she's seen sad Jacob. She is like my sister, and she even had my daughters in her wedding as flower girls along with her husband's nieces as well. And like, I didn't realize how special I am to that family as well as I think that I am, that they are to me. I'm sorry, I should say, as well as how special they are to me. And so Saturday, you know, Bianca made me a cake, man. Like, she's been on a cake binge, apparently. She's been posting on Facebook. I don't get on Facebook that much, but it's really been like, ooh, cakes, 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 and making them for everybody. Man, she made me a cake and made me a yellow bread chocolate cake, which is my all-time favorite cake. My wife told her, and Bianca made me a bomb-ass cake. And I still have a slice or two in the house. I might eat me one tonight. But, you know, it just really made me thankful for the other people that are in my life. You know, the Shark family, the Michaelettes, Demetrio, personally, Demetrio. And, you know, if I can't think of you right now, and of course my immediate family, my daughters, you know, but like, if I can't think of you right now and I left you off this podcast, I apologize. I had these thoughts earlier. I should have wrote them down, but forgot offhand. You know, KP, you know, you really know me, and we've been deep, you know, and you've been one of the first ones to hear it. You know, shout out to you. Thank you. And like, you guys really, really, you know, you guys remember the little things, and you guys know, and you guys don't fucking judge me. And so, to the point of the gratitude at the beginning of this, man, I am grateful for all of you people for not being like the rest and really just understanding how not to judge. And not just me, like, they're like this with everybody, which is great. The Velasquez family también, the Marionis that I've known just as long, you know, those people right there, they truly love me unconditionally. And I really thought when I was having a kid early in life, they were going to think I was a bad influence for their kids. And it's been the complete opposite on that, you know. And man, but I've been kind of living off that energy and that high from Sunday. We sat down and had like a really great conversation, really about nothing, just things that we thought of and crazy stories. And it was really nice. But I've been really living off that energy for the last couple of days, because that was great. And then to find out that my wife goes, Demetrio's, him being here cost him his job. So he's like, fuck it. He quit and was like, I'm going to Dallas. And I was like, nah, bro, like, that shit didn't happen. For real? You did that? And he was like, nah, like, I finally got that gig at the Dallas Morning News. So I put my 2 weeks in, and I'll be moving back up here in a couple of weeks. And I was like, dude, that's the best news on top of all of this that I could have got, because like it seems like my close friends that I've really been in contact with and have kept up with me, like, they're coming back, they're moving back, and like, I can hang out with them and they can hang out with me a little bit more, and it's pretty nice. Again, those ones that have that you've kept on and like really, really connected with in life. Like you hold on to those people. You know what I'm talking about. And so I'm glad that, you know, let's see, I'm 26, 21 years later, 20 years later, you know, he's still one of my best friends. So that's just really cool. And I was really excited to share that with you guys, this energy. I was trying to get somebody on this week. And that just fell through because he had a dinner, family that was leaving out of town, which, hey, to the whole point of this story is family is family. And if they're important to you, make time for them, especially if they're going out of town or back home, I should say, because you never know. And yeah, so hopefully, I don't know when the next podcast will be, maybe in about a week or two. I don't want to just put out a bunch of stuff and like just rush it. I'm trying to take my time, collect my thoughts, really write things down, gather them. And like today, like I know there was a lot of little stories inside, but I feel like I connected it all back to what I wanted to be, is gratitude and being grateful for what you have instead of the things you don't have. And stop worrying about the fucking, and I know it's so hard, man, it's so hard to say, stop worrying about the people that don't worry about you. But like, sometimes you can't help yourself. Like you worry, or you don't worry about, you think of them and you want to keep close to them. But like, you just, man, sometimes you got to let that string go, man. And I'm learning that the hard way. But I also feel that I'm learning it earlier in life than some others do. So where there's light, where there's dark, right? So I'm learning it now and I'm figuring it out now, but that also means that I'm figuring things out earlier, and so it could be kind of bad, but it'd be beneficial to my health and my well-being at that as well. So yeah, I guess that'll be the end of this one, and I will see you guys when I see you. And stay safe, everybody. That's one thing I tell everybody. Stay safe, guys. And if you live in Texas with this heat that's been going on, drink your fucking water. Water's so important. Drink your fucking water. All right, bye.